You ever think about getting remarried?
My wife's dead.
Hence the word remarried.
She's dead.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a super philosophy, Sean. I mean, that way you could actually go through the rest of your life without ever really knowing anybody.
What do you do when you want to go back into the dating world? You've been single for a while or you're newly divorced and somehow you feel like you're damaged goods. You're just not worth it. With me today to discuss this is an expert, Dr. Don Kiefer, and he's a clinical psychologist. He's a department chair at New England Institute of Technology, and he works at Rhode Island Hospital, and he's had his own matchmaking service, and he also gives a series of adult educational workshops, Becoming Your Own Dating Coach. And welcome to the show, Dr. Kiefer.
Thanks.
So good to have you on today. What do you do? What if I were someone coming to you and saying, I would love you to be my coach, and I would love to be my own coach, but I can't get motivated. I'm so depressed. I'm so anxious about even thinking about dating. And where do I go from here?
Well, the first thing I would do is I would really work with them about their readiness for dating. Like, you know, both in terms of their attitude and a lot of other things around how they're feeling about themselves.
Okay, in terms of what? So if I said, well, I just am anxious about going out dating. I guess I like myself, but I don't know. I just, you know, I've had such bad luck. It's been rejection after rejection, and I can't put myself through that again.
Well, I would really probably probe a little bit further, and I would ask, you know, when you say I like myself, and I would want to know more about that. Because how you put yourself out there, like how you're feeling about yourself, is really what people pick up on. And there's a range of elements around that in terms of not just your appearance. You know, are you happy with your work? Are you happy with where you live? You know, are you happy where you are at in your stage of life? All of those things. And I sort of go get people to think about the concept of charisma, because that really says it all. Like, do people feel they have a charisma, something that special sense that draws people to them?
You know, I sometimes feel I do. I'll go back into role play. I sometimes feel I do, but only when I get to know a person well.
Uh-huh.
So there's a huge barrier when I think about dating. It's,
yeah. Oh,
I've got to put myself on the line, and I've got to please all of these different men, and it's just, I don't want to go through it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Well, that, you know, it has to do with what you're really, what your approach is. You know, like, there's a lot of different ways that you can approach it. And so it really would depend on, you know, what have you tried before? You know, how bad are those experiences? And that's another thing I get into with people is, like, what kind of, quote, baggage do they have? Are they carrying with them into this next effort? Is it so much baggage that they're bound to sabotage themselves? And so I'll get into that with them.
What type of baggage might a person present?
Well, it could be specifically like, you know, a past miserable rejection that they experienced. It could be something where they allowed a relationship to drag on for a really long time, where they, in the end, finally were the person that did the rejecting, but they just, because they felt like it wasn't going anywhere, and then they feel like, oh, is there ever going to be anybody else like that? And those kinds of things. So you walk through, like, what kind of scripts are going through their head in terms of, you know, what are they carrying with them into that sort of that next first date kind of a
thing.
So
really to get to the self-talk, what are you saying to yourself as you're about to head out on a date?
Exactly.
And if they're saying to themselves, oh, this should be fun, what an adventure,
exactly.
I can learn from this, and if I don't like him or if I don't like her, I'll try someone else and I'll learn from the experience.
That is so key. It's so hard for people to do that, but really if you step back and look at it, I mean, it's an opportunity to get to know another person in the world, someone that you would not have had an opportunity to know otherwise, you know, and that's a great mindset to go into it with, the right attitude. Like, it's an adventure, and if you keep it short and sweet, which is something else that I recommend, especially for the first date, then it's no big loss. It's not so painful.
You said something fascinating at the workshop, that the goal of the first date is what?
To get to the second date.
I love that. When you said that, I said, that is great.
Right.
Because what does that do? If I think that the first date is the make or break it,
yeah.
Then what was your point with that? That the real goal of the first date is to get to the second date because...
The first date is a real basic screening mechanism. That's it. Because there's so much anxiety. There's so much expectation built up that the two people there are not projecting who they really, really are. It's really, there's so much nervousness that it's not worth it to use that as the actual evaluation mechanism. Is this person right for me? The main purpose of the first date is a real basic screening, you know, is this person a potential workable companion for me, period. Is there something really grossly wrong with the match here? There's no way I could possibly tolerate being with that person. And if you can't answer that question, then it's like, okay, let's keep this nice and short and let's move on to the next date.
Right. So it's your screening process, and you can keep the date short, deliberately keep it short.
Absolutely.
Don't make a full-day event or a weekend event with somebody.
I recommend people, if you're a person that works a typical Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, I recommend people not do a full meal, not do lunch, not do dinner, just like a cup of coffee out somewhere in the public, you know, like on a weeknight where you can always have the opportunity to say, I got to get to work the next day. And so it's a nice, legitimate excuse to make it particularly short if it's not going well, and just to keep it relatively short, just as I said, for the purposes of not making it such a big production.
Okay, so the mindset is what we're talking about. That's central. If you go into it thinking, oh, I wonder if he or she will like me, and I wonder if I don't want to go into another bad relationship
right.
again, and it's not worth the effort, and if it will happen, it will happen. That type of a mindset is sabotaging to the person.
Absolutely.
Whereas what would you say the good mindset is?
Well, as it's the one that you mentioned before, is that this is an adventure. It's an opportunity to get to know somebody. It's I'm actually doing something. I'm not just sitting in my house waiting for something to happen to me. Because when you take action, and this is true of anything that you're facing, any accomplishment that you'd like to have happen in your life, it takes work and it takes action. And action equals hope. And that's a great attitude. Like, you can say to yourself, at least I'm doing something about my situation.
Okay, and there are some people that will have a more difficult time finding a partner, such as somebody, a woman who's in her 60s or something.
Absolutely.
And that's a reality that person, I think you underscored this in the talk that I heard, they have to accept that.
They do.
And you just go do a little extra legwork on that, just do a little extra, put in some more effort. I didn't mean that as a pun.
Right.
But put in some more effort there.
That's right.
And so that's very helpful advice.
And those are the people that I particularly focus on, the strategy of the main goal of this sort of effort should be to expand their social network, not necessarily to go to like a singles dance per se,
right.
Or to go to a dating service. I don't think mm-hmm. folks who are in those more challenged areas, and clearly women in their 60s are one of the tougher groups.
Right.
But for those people, I really work with them on expand your activities, which will then expand your social network, which will then expand the potential for connecting with people that may then get you hooked up with other people.
And I would like to continue this another time with you and talking about where do you find people. With me today, thank you so much, Dr. Don Kiefer.
You're welcome.
Who is a clinical psychologist in Rhode Island, and he teaches a workshop, Becoming Your Own Dating Coach, which, and I think you said you're not currently doing it, but you also teach at the school and at Rhode Island Hospital.
Right.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So I hope that helps you with your dating, or maybe we are kids if you've got kids. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my website is drkenner.com, drkenner.com. We've got lots of good things on the website, including books that I recommend. And if you call during this interview, we got several calls during the interview, I encourage you to call again next week. I'd love to talk with you on the air. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and this is it for this week on The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Your future hasn't been written yet. No one's has. Your future is whatever you make it. So make it a good one.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
If you must criticize, avoid understating or overstating. Consider Marcy saying to her husband, Doug, "The past 3 days you told me you'd be home for dinner at 6, and I planned for dinner at that time. When you came home at 7:30 again, I felt angry. I wish you had called me. I waited around when I could have gone to the gym." Doug might then say, "I'm very sorry I didn't call. I really welcome your meals after my hectic days. I'll make sure from now on to notify you as soon as I know my schedule has changed." Had Marcy told Doug that he was always late, he would have immediately recalled times he came home on time or early, and he would have dismissed her complaint. He then might have attacked her with times she was late. They would have failed to communicate effectively.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.